I'm returning to what I call my hometown, but I guess it isn't really. Or is it? What is your hometown? Is it the place you were born or the place you spent the most time? I definitely spent the most time here in Rugby Town. But I was born in Coventry. So this whole area is very familiar to me. And today I've decided to come back to Rugby to drop my car off for an MOT and a service. And I left too early to grab breakfast from home. It's funny how you travel sometimes an inordinate amount of distance to go to a garage that you trust is not going to rip you off, which is what I've done today by coming back to Rugby. And I thought I'll nip to the Greasy Spoon. And as I'm cycling up the hill from Butler's Leap into Rugby Town Centre, Butler's Leap, named after a rugby schoolboy called Butler, who apparently used to jump across a brook to take a shortcut and win the cross country, named after a cheat, and that's where most of the businesses used to be. They seem to be all over the place now. Cycling up into Rugby, I see a lot of redevelopment, all half done. All the roads are dug up and hard to ride on a push bike. A lot of development around by the railway station. And the Greasy Spoon that I've made a beeline to is no longer there. Just like Redding's Photographic, which was next door. Graham, the guy that taught me how to, I guess, be a photographer. He is called Graham Wiseman, and if you Google Graham Wiseman, there's a chance you'll find the blog post I wrote about him. He died not so long ago. Amazing guy. And I used to pop next door and grab something from the cafe and a couple of teas for us whenever I was visiting. And the cafe now is called the Carver Cafe. It was your stereotypical Greasy Spoon, the kind of place you do not, under any circumstances, want to look in the kitchen, but man, you really want one of their breakfasts, or one of their egg butties, or just beans and chips. You knew that everybody in there was close to destitute or insane. Incredible characters who I could not, for the life of me, see now sat on these plush leather chairs with faux mahogany tables. It's actually closed. It's Wednesday. Rugby still being a place where some places close on a Wednesday. The tattoo parlour over the road is still open, and there's definitely still a familiarity, even if the nightclubs are all called something different now. It's been maybe 5 years since I've lived here, and the unmistakable sight of the occasional junkie, I don't want to say that in a derogatory fashion, but there was and probably still is a drugs problem. I just recognised two guys that I knew had issues 5 years ago, and it's comforting in a way to see they're still alive, but not to see they're still in the same shape, if not a little bit worse. Lots of familiar faces, but nobody seems to recognise me. Maybe it's because I've got a beard now. But yeah, it's funny returning to a place that you kind of like because it's familiar, but if you were to step back and try and see it with fresh eyes, it's nothing like the kind of place I would consider moving to now. But a lot of stories, a lot of good times being in a rock band and working and drinking and fighting and being in a little biker gang, and yeah, there's definitely something to say about familiarity and the connections that you feel with a place because of the adventures had. I'm going to see if there is any such thing as a Greasy Spoon, or at least somewhere I can get a decent breakfast in Rugby.